Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country, mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter and host of Fesco in the Morning, Josh Klingler. If you want to hear more from the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, tune in with us every Friday morning at 7:30 and every Monday at 4 o'clock on The Drive. The Drive also exclusively talks to Patrick Mahomes each and every Monday at 3:10 on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Now, let's get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Good evening, everybody! Woo! Giving me chills tonight. Bringing it real. Awesome. Just awesome in this sellout crowd tonight. We're at the Hy-Vee off Nolan Road in Independence. It's a awesome location, and we are filled to the gills, but we got room to get you in here tonight because we're here to do two things. We're here. Oh, wait a minute. The score just in. Kansas City 27, Buffalo 24. We're going to celebrate that divisional playoff victory, and I'll tell you why, giving you a whole bunch of stuff here in a second. Oh, if you haven't heard, Patrick Mahomes won a road playoff game. Oh, okay.
Again?
I know. As I said at the end of the game, I was just so tired of hearing of it and being on shows and national shows. I'm going, he won his 40th road game, people. He's 40-11 on the road. And if you heard, a lot of you in here remember the old Top Gun, the very first Top Gun, and the pilots are getting chewed. Actually, their XO's getting chewed. Like, I want some butts, and I want them now. And he walks out of there, and he looks at Maverick, and he goes, I guess that'll pretty much cover the flyby. Well, I guess that'll pretty much cover the, oh, Pat Mahomes can't win on the road in the playoffs, right? That's taken care of. The Chiefs are going to be in a sixth straight AFC Championship game, second in National Football League history. That is huge. Andy Reid will be in a sixth consecutive AFC Championship game, second in NFL history, only to Bill Belichick. That is huge. Patrick Mahomes, oh, he won a road game in the playoffs. I just want to put that out there. All right, 40th road win in his six-year career, essence six-year career. He will go to a six straight AFC championship game. That's second in NFL history to Tom Brady, and Brady has eight, so Pat's closing in on him. That is
huge.
If Patrick wins this game, it'll be his 14th playoff victory to go 14-3. He'll be tied for third all time for playoff victories. With, listen to this list, he will tie John Elway, Terry Bradshaw, Peyton Manning, and Steve Young. Yeah! And I feel like Pat's just getting started, is he not? Okay, also in that game last night, Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce twice. 16 times. 16 times those two have teamed up for touchdowns in the postseason. That is the best in National Football League history. And that is huge. Oh, my goodness. And in this game, I've only been in the league 30 years. But I'm not sure I've ever seen this or will see it again. The Chiefs ran 47 plays in that game with four kneel downs. So that means 43 plays. The Bills ran 78 plays. And the Chiefs won 27-24. Now, very soon we're going to hear from two of my broadcast colleagues. But I'm going to go ahead and have them grab the hardware right now. When you have a team, you're taking on a team, you are riding into the mouth of the dragon. Because that city, that fan base, the Bills Mafia, and that stadium was ready to obliterate us. And Patrick Mahomes with Andy Reid and Kelce got on the horse and led us with sabers drawn right into the mouth of the dragon. And Danon Hughes was right behind him, brandishing his sword. And we get 27 points on 43 snaps. And they get 24 on 78, then you're able to
put the hammer down,
baby. Oh, my gosh. Patrick Mahomes already has two-plus playoff wins in five consecutive seasons. That's the best in National Football League history. Next on the list is Brett Favre, Tom Brady, and Bart Starr. They only did it three times. That is huge. What else is huge is you can score the savings at Hy-Vee. The day after a game, we got 27 points. That means you can save 27 cents off a $27 purchase on your next fuel purchase with the Fuel Saver Plus Perks card. Also, it is time for the AFC Championship game. We're riding again into the mouth of the dragon. We're back. Danon Hughes has sharpened his sword. He's ready. He's done push-ups. He is ready to go into Baltimore to take on the Baltimore Ravens. Hy-Vee has it set up for you to have a listen party, watch party, put it all together party. If you don't know how to do it, check with my 91-year-old dad on Facebook because he's got this figured out. He put it out there and posted. So you can call him, a lot of you know him, or reach out to him, direct message him, and he'll go, here's how you do it. This is the way it works. So you can have your big Hy-Vee watch, listen party. They got everything you need, just like a tailgate here at Hy-Vee. So check him out. They are your postseason headquarters. We got a gigantic crew here tonight. The Redcoaters are here in full force. The Geeks are here tonight in full force. Snowstorm Sandy, our Chiefs meteorologist is here tonight, our official Chiefs Kingdom meteorologist, along with Caveman Bob, Weird Wolf. We got Autograph Geek. Snowstorm Sandy is here. Also here is Hey Paula. Susie Bling Bling is here as well. All right, Hey Paula. Mary drove from Stafford. She left Stafford, Kansas at 3 o'clock. Go to Google Maps and look at Stanford, Kansas to the Nolan Road Hy-Vee, and you'll figure out what she did to drive to get here. We got some new folks here, including our folks from Lee's Summit who have come in for the first time, Raytown residents, but they're not living in Lee's Summit. So we've got a giant crowd here tonight to celebrate a divisional playoff victory in the mouth of the dragon, and we're going to do it again. We know what Lamar Hunt meant to pro football more than any other team in the National Football League. There would be no real NFL like it is today without Lamar Hunt. Everything we do in this league and so many things have been overlooked, was the vision of Lamar Hunt when he started the American Football League, and then he brought that to the National Football League. Well, it's only fitting that the AFC trophy that goes to the champion of the American Football Conference is the Lamar Hunt trophy. We had never won it. It bothered me. It went right to my soul to see Norma, who we just lost this past offseason, give that trophy to, I don't know, the Steelers, the Patriots, the Steelers, and other teams, the Broncos. We got a chance to win this trophy for the fourth time in five seasons on Sunday. All right? And if you have any idea of Texas history, you know about the come and take it cannon. Look that up. You can look that up on Wikipedia. Well, we got the come and take it Lamar Hunt trophy. All right? Because we're going to keep it. So get red and get ready and get real and rowdy, because when we come back, my broadcast compadres, Danon Hughes, who survived Buffalo, he survived it. And Dan Israel, Spartacus, no bondsman needed. We got out of there unscathed. But he rode out with the flag. He had captured the flag of the Buffalo Bills and rode to the plane in great, because he avenged his loss that he had in the 93 AFC Championship game. We're going to line up for your photos here with the guys. But when we come back, an awesome chat that I had today with Andy Reid. It's a fireside chat. The man is full of wisdom, and it's going to be worth listening to when we come back. Again, come join us. We're at the Nolan Road Hy-Vee in Independence. Easy to find, just 10 minutes from the stadium. We'll be back with Andy Reid after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
They got now Hartman in motion. Right to left. Sets up a triangle to left side. Mahomes looks that way. He's going to go wide open. Left side. Caught. Kelsey. Corner out. Touchdown. Kansas City. Kelsey hasn't been that open since training camp in St. Joseph. And he slings the ball up into the stands, much to the chagrin of the Bills Mafia. And now Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelsey in the postseason. 15 times for touchdown passes that ties the all-time National Football League postseason record.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee, a Nolan Road in Independence, as we have our AFC Championship preview show. And with us now is the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid. First of all, congratulations. Six consecutive years of going to the AFC Championship game. That is second in National Football League history. Congrats.
Well, I appreciate it, Mitch. A lot goes into it. Starts with ownership, and obviously Mark Donovan, Brett Veach. I mean, everybody involved. So, and the coaches and players. You know, it's a great honor, I think, for our organization. Even the voice of the Chiefs, man. I got it. Hey, think all those 500 games that you've done. Son of a gun.
It's exciting, man. And I first of all, I love what you're rocking. People here can see it. For the folks that are listening on the radio, you're rocking the Tuskegee Airmen jacket. That's pretty awesome. The Red Tails, man. Those were fabulous pilots, man.
Yeah. The head coach there gave this to me. So, and it comes in handy because my office is full of windows, and it no matter how high you turn the heat up, the air coming through is cold, and this thing is a warm jacket, very comfortable. So, but the Tuskegee Airmen were special. You know, they were a big part of history during the war, and they rocked it. So I'm rocking their jacket today.
They were rocking those P-51 Mustangs too, man.
That's right.
That was awesome. Speaking of going into some peril here, I mean, we went into the cauldron. That thing was a cauldron last night. What about the guts of pulling that off, of attacking right into the mouth of the dragon and winning that game?
Yeah, there's certain times when you feel like you're playing the state, the city, and the team all in one. And that's what you get when you go to Buffalo. So it's great. It's really a great environment for football. And it's a tribute to the National Football League for having a small city like that have this huge fan base, and they're aggressive, from snowballing your bus when you come in to to flipping you off. They do it all, man. They give you the Buffalo salute there, and you feel it. So
yeah,
but inevitably, what it does, it pulls you even a little tighter together, and you know that you've got to stay within yourselves and together. And I thought that's the thing our guys did.
But I want to ask you about the quarterback, because it seems like when Patrick has a challenge like that, it gets him even more aware. I mean, he was so good in that game, but his competitive nature to take that on, how rare is that in sports at any level?
Yeah, well, you and I are lucky to, as are all of Kansas City, to have him part of this organization and on this football team. So as good a football player as he's even a better person than that, and how he handles himself, the competitive nature that he's got is second to none. He loves to play, and he's a big Josh Allen fan. They're friends, and so he respects Josh, and at the same time, he's going to give it his best, and you love that part of it. And that competitive nature is contagious to the rest of the team. These great quarterbacks make everybody around them just even a little bit better, and he does that.
But the mindset, and honestly, you brought that to us too. Hey, bring them on. Doesn't matter. You want to play the best wherever. You want them all healthy. I mean, you taught us that 11 years ago. What about that as having something that permeates through even an entire fan base?
Well, listen, we're watching the game because we love the competition. We're playing the game and coaching the game because of the competition. And so we, as coaches and players, you work so hard to put that product, your best product, out there on Sundays, Saturdays, whenever they're going to ask us to play. And so with that, you want the best. You want to play against the best. You want to see, be tested on how you've put this thing together. And so if you look at it that way from the beginning, then you handle practice right. You handle the meetings right. You don't worry about the work. You just go and do your thing, and then you look forward to the game. And whoever you want their best out there to challenge you and see how it works. So that's the way our guys have approached that, and it pays off in situations like this. Yeah.
But I've noticed it go through all the entire organization and the kingdom. I saw something in this game, and I haven't been around that long, I guess, but something. 47 plays. We had 47 plays, and four of those were kneel downs. They had 78 plays. What about the efficiency of our offense in that game to get 27 points out of essentially 43 plays?
That was good. Inevitably, you look back on it, you go, we should have been able to stay on the field longer on a couple of drives. That we didn't score on, and then you want to get off the field faster on the defensive side. So we've got to do better on both sides of that, and we can do that. We we're capable of that. So and we'll need to do that against the Ravens. They're a good football team, and so we've got to make sure we stay on top of all that stuff.
You tell me, in 2013, playoff football is about the bigs. That's where it starts. And I'm going to ask you about the O-line again last night. And then a guy like Allegretti, who comes in for Tooney, and, watching him play against the Chargers when he got all those snaps, what about that, your depth and a guy that can plug and play and be effective?
Yeah, so Allegretti's a great kid. He's highly competitive, was a wrestler, up through his high school days. And He doesn't shy away from competition. So it's not always going to be the prettiest pitcher, but he's going to fight, bite, scratch until the end right there. And and he's dirty tough. So plugging him in, all the guys have trust in him, whether it's at center or guard, it doesn't matter. He just jumps in and goes. Andy Heck does a nice job with making sure the guys rotate in almost different positions. So they, you can move people around in situations like that. And when you're replacing Joe, you're replacing a Pro Bowl player, an all pro player. So, it's not like you're filling in small shoes there. He's a heck of a player. But everybody had confidence that Allegretti would go in and do a nice job.
Now, transitions to the bigs on the defensive side, the ability to rotate. I'm looking at these snap counts. I mean, you're playing 7 to 8 guys up there. They're running 78 plays. How big was it that you could rotate and play, whether it's and their big emphasis on the run game?
Yeah, listen, I give a lot of credit to Chris, and he kind of keeps that group going. And, they've got good leaders, whether it's Dana or George. I mean, these guys are all goodly, and they did this without Nadi, who's been kind of a staple in the middle of the field there for a few years. So the other guys jumped in and did a nice job of playing, but I was proud of how they stuck together. And when things weren't quite going right with the run game, and that's why they had so many plays. They were able to run the ball a little bit and take time off the clock, but they buckled down. And they didn't give up. They stuck together. Bolden, Drew, Chanel, these guys all work together. Willie, when he was playing there early. But you look at the middle of the defense with Edwards, Willie, and Nadi, all three of them were knocked out of the game either before or during. So the other guys... the replacement really stepped up and did a nice job.
My college friends, our buddies in coaching, will always say, God, we got to play Army or Air Force. I wish we had a month to prepare for them. But if you play them back-to-back, they say, hey, we have an advantage. The reason I ask you that is playing these two teams, because of the unique approach to the run game, the quarterback run game, the fact that you just played Josh Allen and their run scheme, is there any advantage in helping getting ready for Lamar Jackson and the Ravens' run scheme?
Sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. You got to stay disciplined up front with your lanes and still win and on the rushes. And then you got to be able to transition from the run to the pass. You got to do it quickly because of the ability of the quarterbacks to throw the ball. So the great challenge here will be the addition of receivers, more good receivers. So it'll be a nice challenge for our back end. And they welcome those things, but it'll be a nice challenge for them as they prepare this week for their wide receiver crew. But the linebackers and that front seven really they've got to make sure they're disciplined in the run game, the lanes and gaps, and all the things that you've got to do to shut the run game down and still rush the passer and still keep him in somewhat containment. You're not going to be able to keep him all the time contained up, but you're going to try like crazy too.
Speaking of Army, Cole Christensen, he and Leo sniff out that fake punt. How big was that? That was kind of fun.
Yeah, well, Dave was calling it, and the guys saw it, and they called it. We didn't have quite enough guys on the field at the time. We had 10 guys out there, but those guys, they were all over it. And Chanel, he went out for a kickoff without his helmet on. Other than that, he had a great day. great day. I've been doing this a long time. And I've never seen anybody go out and not remember that he was not wearing his helmet. So,
oh, God. That's a small town, northwestern Wisconsin.
No, I'm telling you, he's dirty tough, too. I mean, he probably would have taken the play on, but... anyways, he did a nice job on that fake punt.
And then we'll close out this way, but I want to ask you, so Kels and Pat set the all-time NFL postseason record, all-time, with 16 touchdowns. Sometimes I feel like I'm calling Gehrig and Ruth and the 27 Yankees, but those two guys, to get that done with those two touchdowns last night, what are we experiencing here and seeing with these two guys?
Yeah, we're lucky to have both of them. They're both energy givers, and They both love to play the game. They've got a special chemistry with each other there. Knowing where he, you know, Pat knowing exactly where Kelce's going to be, and then being able to dime him like he did last night. So, you know, we're lucky to have it. And the history of the game is a long history. So when you start talking about making history, that's quite a deal. And there are a lot of hours for all the young guys. A lot of hours go into those guys making this thing happen like they have. Not only are they good friends, but they work out, they throw and do all these things together. You watch Kelce in a period when he's not in, he's over either with Pat or he's running routes versus air, or even walking him versus air. So, he's got God-given ability, but he's taken that to another level.
I think he's played over 10,000 snaps now. The dude's a warhorse. But how unselfish are those guys? I mean, you get around big-time players that can be a little selfish. But for Pat and Kelce, how much they help everybody else throughout that building?
Yeah, I think it would put goosebumps on all the people in the kingdom that just to listen to them on the sideline during a game and how they support everybody around them, whether it's offense players, defense players, special teams players. I mean, it's beautiful. And the players feed off of both their energies, and it's a special deal. Yeah.
Well, thanks for being with us. We'll let you go, but it's a chance to go get another Lamar Hunt trophy. So let's go to Baltimore.
All right, redhead, Doug, hi to those redheads out there, too.
Oh, they're out here, and I'm telling you, they're fired up. Head coach Andy Reid, thanks for being with us. We'll come back. We may hear from Mark Donovan as well, but we're going to get further into this matchup against the Ravens when we come back. Again, we're at the Hy-Vee Nolan Road in Independence. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Edwards-Helaire in at running back. Under center, Mahomes with three tight ends. They're going to throw a tight end screen left to Kelce, trying to angle to the far pylon, stretching out. Does he have it? Does he have it? It's a touchdown, Kansas City, and it breaks the record as Kelce able to get his elbow touching the pylon on the far front side. And that now sets an all-time NFL postseason record. Mahomes to Kelce 16 times via the pass. More than any duo, Dean and Hughes, in the history of the league. And the Chiefs regain the lead at 19-17. Record-breaking catch. Again, an awesome crowd here tonight. You guys are giving me chills tonight. This is so cool. You are fired up here at the Nolan Road Hy-Vee location. That's it. I'm going to go Jason Kelce, everybody. Here we go. So, awesome to have you here at Hy-Vee. A reminder, I'm going to get this score big savings right. Again, the Chiefs scored 27 points last night. So a lot of you will do your shopping after the show. I see it. We'll even do the same. If you save 27 cents a gallon with any $27 purchase, the more we score, the more you save. And again, it's time for playoff parties, right? Sunday, AFC Championship game. It's the watch and listen party. Sync it up. You can call L. Dean Holtis. He'll tell you how to do it. No one does parties better than Hy-Vee. Elevate your playoff party, right? The perfect fit, meats, veggies, snacks. Go to one of any of their 19 metro locations. We are also joined tonight, again, sellout crowd here. And by the way, we just heard from Andy Reid, and fake Andy Reid just walked in on us right here. He's a legend. Come on, Andy, give it to us. How about those Chiefs? You've got it. And we are joined tonight, FaceTiming us from Houston, Texas, from Maine, and also from Phoenix, Arizona. We've got a, what do we got?
The dog just walked into the scene. Hello.
All right, nice, nice. So we got it all going on. We're kind of rowdy and crazy, and let's just take the rowdiness and craziness up a notch, because I'm going to bring in my broadcast compadres to get ready for this AFC Championship game. You know him as Spartacus. You've also known him as a cancer survivor. He is our executive producer of the network. He is phenomenal. We have the largest network in the National Football League, and it's due to him. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Israel. Yeah!
Standing ovation from a few of you. That's good. All right. And he survived Buffalo without an incident. He claimed the flag. He brought it home. And he got rid of it and got rid of the ghosts of 1993 AFC Championship game. Ladies and gentlemen, former Chief, special teams ace, wide receiver, broadcaster deluxe, Danan Hughes. Woo!
We hit people in the mouth.
Yes, sir.
JT 383, you know that's my nickname for him. Jersey Tough, 383 is jersey number at Iowa 3, with us 83. I need to give a shout-out, too, to Cam Smith. Cam's here every week grinding away. He's just, like, behind the scene. I don't know what he's drinking over there, but he's drinking. So that's good.
Victory juice.
The sweet nectar of the end zone.
Right. Yes.
Love it, Cam, drinking the sweet. And you can get your sweet nectar of the end zone candle, by the way, at Hy-Vee. See how that came in? All right, boys.
That's why he's a pro right there.
Oh, man. A lot of you have the sweet nectar in the end zone candle. It's great. It's romantic, all kinds of stuff. Let's talk first about surviving Buffalo and going in there and getting that victory. What an incredible victory. Let's start with you, Danan. You survived it. What a great win to go in there into the mouth of the dragon and capture the flag.
Oh, yeah. It was incredible. Long time due. Long time coming. I played at my rookie year in 1993. Got the loss up there. Never got a chance to get back. And it was retribution. It was awesome to be a part of. Dan and I had to walk back through the crowd to get down to the locker room. And it took every bit of strength of me not to say, na, 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 na. How you like those apples? But I kept my composure. I kept my composure, Mitch. You would have been proud of me. I did get a couple of colorful words thrown at me, but I woosahed through it. So yeah, it was definitely retribution.
His shirt must have been out because they kept telling him to tuck his shirt in or something like that.
Was that really
strange? Yeah, it was a very odd crowd.
Yes.
And I will tell you this too. So I'm in front of Danan, and we're going cross stream. 1,000 fans exiting these stairs, right? Yeah. We're going down the stairs. Danan is right behind me, and finally, it gets to the point where it's like, all right, we got to go faster because if we're going to get physically assaulted at some point, you know.
Hey, KC, you're going the wrong way. The game is over.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of thought the same thing.
So did your kick. It went the wrong way. Oh, way to go. And by the way,
I've been saving all of that. I wanted to say it so bad.
30 years. The kick was
Wide right.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm pushing through. I think I got to get the field faster. So I finally make my way. I'm just swimming upstream. I get down there. I show the guy my credential. He opens the gate. I go on the field and I turn around to tell Danan, like, "Woo, Danan is nowhere in sight." It's like, "I've lost Danan. Oh no!" This is bad.
Being very nice. I was allowing people to move. I felt like they had a little bit more sense of urgency than I did. So it was a nice side of me.
My fear was, because of all the vocal abuse we were taking, is Danan couldn't take it. And he answered a few back, and it didn't end well.
I was close.
I was very glad when you finally showed up.
How many snowballs did you get?
It was, I think they were sending them to Mahomes' direction, so we kind of got out of it.
We dodged.
I did kind of like what Drew Tranquil said, like, hey, I'll catch him, throw him back. We'll beat him in a snowball by two. Like, might have been outnumbered a little bit. But
I love that guy's heart.
Yeah, love that. He was enjoying it, man. His second playoff win of his career. But what a game. Toughness shown in that game. Honestly, you guys, I've never seen this because we had 4 kneel downs. That's the way I started the show. We had 43 plays and scored 27 points. They had 78 plays and scored 24.
Yeah.
I mean, grab them, boys.
Yeah.
When you get that done, you're able to
put the hammer down.
Danan, you played this game, though, for a team at home to get 35 more chances for an advancement and beat them on the road. What did that tell you?
Well, it told me first how tough we were, how mentally tough we were as a team to feel like, like during the season, you had so many ups and downs and question marks and the drops and all that. But then to see what we've been able to accomplish these last 2 weeks, Patrick Mahomes has not been sacked in the playoffs. We're having guys, MVS, coming up with big catches in the game yesterday. Like,
that was huge.
Just the toughness. I mean, not many people realize how tough it is to go on the road and win games. Never mind in the postseason. Never mind in a city that is enveloped in their organization like the Buffalo Bills and have had so much turmoil throughout their career, success and turmoil. And to go in there and dominate the way we did. And when I say dominate, like, I'm talking about adjustments. Yeah, the first half, they were running the ball well. They were scoring points. The offense was moving down the field. But halftime, the adjustments, you and I talk about it during the game. Okay, well, we kind of feel like Spags is going to have something. They're going to have something that they're going to adjust. And to see it come to fruition in the second half, to hold them to 7 points in the second half, and force punts, force them to get outside themselves and fake punts and all that stuff, like, to me, we dominated mentally in that game, even though there were times where physically we were up and down. I never ceased to have lack of confidence in our team. I felt like we were the better team, and we showed it. We showed it, and it was cool to be a part of.
How about the end of that? So everybody knows Pacheco's getting the ball. Bill's season is on the line. They still get 7 yards a carry.
Yep.
Unreal.
Because they hit people in the mouth.
That's right.
Well, let's talk about the bigs here, the offensive line. I've mentioned with Andy. Well, let's do this first. A fake punt. They tried a fake punt.
Yeah.
We had 10 guys. They had 11. We still stopped the fake punt.
Yes.
We stopped there with 10 guys.
10 guys.
I mean, and it was Cole Christensen, Leo Chenal, who I didn't know this, but Coach was talking about in the interview. He forgot his helmet. He ran on the field without his helmet one time. I go, that's Northwest Wisconsin, rural kid for you. Like, am I supposed to wear this?
I can see your mouthpiece, but not your helmet.
And then West Point's Cole Christensen, Captain America, helping sniff out that block punt. But the bigs. Coach in the playoffs always talks about the bigs. And we lose Tooney. Allegretti fits right in. But the bigs on the offensive line and what they did. Because here's another factor. We played such clean, efficient ball. We only had 5 third downs in the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
We only had 2 penalties. And how many false starts? 0.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
So let's talk about the bigs. Dan, I'll start with you. You can go the O-line, and I'll get Dana on the D-line.
I'd start with that 5 third downs. That's amazing. That shows you're getting efficient, good progress on first and second down. You're winning first and second down. We say it all the time. How important is that? Well, we saw it last night. The time of possession, we had 8 plays of 20-plus yards. Bills, 0.
Yes.
0. So there were just so many things. The time of possession was so lopsided. 2-1 for the Bills to the Chiefs. They were so efficient and effective, and much of that is owed to the offensive line.
Oh, absolutely. You got to give love to the offensive line. The big uglies up front, that's how I like to refer to them. The offensive line did their job this entire postseason. We expected not to lapse this coming weekend against a very, very tough Baltimore Ravens defense. I know, Mitch, you'll be talking about that later. But from the defensive line perspective, you go into this game and you don't have Derek Nnadi. And you wonder, when you look across the offensive line of the Buffalo Bills, you got 330, 317, 308. Huge guys, and our one big guy is not there. And I interviewed Mike Pinnell after the game, justifiably so, because he was a beast against the run. And you consider that story kind of being jettisoned, then being brought back and being brought back for a reason, to have a role, and then to come through like he did in that game was amazing to me. And so the defensive line, Charles Omenihu, obviously Chris Jones, Furious George, doing their job, and it was a difficult job. There were times where there was no rush, and it was designed to be that way. And if you're watching, you're like, how come nobody's getting to Josh Allen? Because they're not trying to get to Josh Allen. They're trying to contain him in the pocket and force him to make a mistake, which he almost made a couple of times. Trent McDuffie should have had an interception on the quick out by Stephon Diggs. You had a couple of the throws down the middle of the field where Shamari Connor could have turned his head, possibly could have had an interception. The scoop that Shamari almost had on the fumble. Justin Reed had a couple of balls where he could have made a play on the ball. He went for the hit, which I prefer. He hit somebody. And so keeping him in the pocket was at the foremost priority for our defense. So it wasn't just about getting heat on him. It was about containing him, and they did an outstanding job.
And that priority will remain the same this week, maybe even more so. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Baltimore Ravens and this AFC Championship game coming up. This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
All right, goal to go at the 4-yard line for the Chiefs, trailing 24-20. Pacheco, running back. Chiefs will use the shotgun. Motioning left is Hartman. They give it off to Pacheco. Slamming on the left side, angling into the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City pop gargles the sweet nectar of the end zone, and the Chiefs are back in front, 26-24. Welcome back to the Hy-Vee and Nolan Road and Independence. And this crew is ready to try to win a Lamar Hunt trophy and win the AFC Championship. Woo! Again, and try to do it fourth time in 5 years. We got about 5 minutes here in this segment. Again, Danan Hughes and Dan Israel joining me tonight as we get ready for this AFC Championship. Let's jump into the Ravens here. And Danan, you talked about discipline and playing the quarterback run game, playing the run game. Nobody does it like these guys. And Lamar Jackson was spectacular in their victory on Saturday over the Houston Texans. But aren't you surprised? Because he basically, Pat had the one game in 17. Otherwise, these two guys have been on the same path from a calendar. Mm-hmm. Their timeline have been exact. He's only been in 5 playoff games. Pat's 13-3. Lamar Jackson's 2-3 in the playoffs.
Well, he hasn't finished the season strong. He's had some injuries as well. And there have been some questions as to whether his play, especially in the past, was built for January football. Now, he's overcome that. Obviously, he's on his way to winning a second MVP. He's an amazing talent, amazing athlete, and he's going to give us a handful. I mean, they are built. It's amazing to me when you think about the Baltimore Ravens that they are one of the few organizations, maybe you would say that about the Steelers years in the past, where they have had a sustained identity. Their identity has always been hard-nosed, blue-collar, tough, defensive football. And they're able to continue with that with John Harbaugh as their coach. It's like that's what they have built. That's what they're built about. So make no mistake about it. This is going to be a tough, tough battle. This is one of the ones where it's like bloodshed that you're going to expect to see. I thought it was interesting also for everybody that watched the Netflix series before the season of The Quarterback. Yeah! If you remember during that, Patrick was asked about a difficult venue to play in, and he said, Baltimore. He said Baltimore was the most difficult. Now, obviously, he hadn't experienced Buffalo yet because when we played there, it was COVID. But I thought it was interesting. And at that time, I thought, wow, there's something about him saying that right there. And that's the only time I've heard him speak about a specific other venue. I wish I'd have bet. I wish I would have went to Vegas or something and bet on this game. But, yeah, I think it's going to be interesting because they're going to be rabid fans there as well. The fact that we were able to sustain the way we played winning football in cold weather, winning football in a rabid atmosphere, now going to Buffalo and probably enduring a little bit of both, we have that in our pocket. So I'm encouraged and I'm excited about it.
It's big for Baltimore. They have not hosted a conference championship game. Remember, the Ravens were the old Browns who moved to Baltimore to become the Ravens. It was the Colts when they were still there. The last time they hosted this game back in the 70 season in January of 1971 before they won the Super Bowl. This defense, Dan Israel, of the Ravens is phenomenal.
Yeah.
They only give up 16 points a game. They've got studs front, middle, and back. And the physical nature that Dana was talking about, is really manifested with this defense.
Yeah, and it, you know, they're not as banged up on the second and third levels like the Bills were. But I do think there's a couple of comparisons you can draw here. Look, it's going to be tough going in there. There's no question about it. But if you look at the Bills, and we said, Dana and I said this on pregame before the Bills game, and I would say the exact same comparison applies to the Ravens, and that is these two teams both have playoff DNA. Mm-hmm. Yep. There's no question about that.
Absolutely.
What we saw yesterday showed us that the Chiefs have championship DNA, and that's a huge difference. It's a huge difference. I heard Kyle Brandt this morning on Good Morning Football say this, and I thought, that's exactly right. Never underestimate the heart of a champion. And we saw that last night.
That's right.
We saw the big players, Mahomes and Kelce, step up. And I just like the Chiefs' chances. I mean, look, all you can do is go to the dance, right?
Yep.
But I feel like the two comparisons between the Bills on the road, the Ravens on the road, two playoff teams. They've done a lot of playoffs. Never done a championship. Mm. Chiefs have. They know that route. They know the path.
And a championship head coach. In 25 years as a head coach, this will be his 11th conference championship game. That is
huge.
Let's let these guys go. I promised I'd get them out of here. Dana Hughes and Dan Israel, everybody. We'll be back to wrap up the show after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
And slated to punt here, and Sam Martin had a terrible punt the last time. Again, he injured his hamstring against Pittsburgh in last week's game. And now they're going to run a fake. The Buffalo Bills run a fake on the left side, and the Chiefs knock him down. They hold the fort. Buffalo tries a fake on fourth down and five, and the Chiefs defend it perfectly. It looked like it was Cole Christensen out of West Point, Captain America. On the banks of the Hudson, they'll cheer and sing on, brave old Army team. Also, Leo Chenal on that fake punt. Leo, as coach would say, play the game without a helmet if he could. Tough Northwest Wisconsin small town kid. And Cole Christensen at West Point, he was Captain America. Saying a shout out to our folks that are watching us on FaceTime in Phoenix, Arizona, and also Houston Texans. We're going to Baltimore too. Put the hammer down, baby. A reminder, a lot of you will have watch/listen parties. Easy to do to sync it up on the largest network in the National Football League. And now you know why. Because when you get voices like Dana Hughes and Dan Israel, you want that right in your cranium for this game against the Baltimore Ravens. So thanks to the folks here at Hy-Vee on Nolan Road in Independence as we get ready to go to Baltimore. This Ravens team is really good. They led the league in rushing. They're averaging 28-plus points a game. They have led the league in defense. And so you put that combination together. In fact, Lamar Jackson will probably win the MVP. Only three teams in the history of the league have had an MVP winner and led the league in defense. The 96 Packers were in that group. And also, I'll think of another team, but anyway, they've won the Super Bowl. So all those teams, the 78 Steelers. So that puts in a historical perspective. But we ride into the mouth of the dragon and we take him on. Come and take it. It's our Lamar Hunt Trophy. We're going to keep it. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show every Monday night starting at 6 from your local area Hy-Vee store. Presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. For continuing Chiefs coverage, stay tuned to 610 Sports Radio throughout the week to hear exclusively from Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Derek Johnson, Mitch Holtis, and Dana Hughes. And if you miss a show, check out the podcast page at 610sports.com on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.